Call the December 14, 2021 Board of Adjustment meeting to calling to order. Mr. Zenner, would you call the roll, please?
Ms. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Waters?
Here.
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Norgard?
Present.
And Mr. Crew?
Here.
You have five members present. You have a quorum.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda. Motion.
Mr. Cruz approves. Anybody to second?
Second.
Rogers to second. Is there any discussion on the agenda? All right. Seeing none, I guess we'll take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say nay. No. Nobody's here, so. Or no, nobody said no, so. Agenda approved. We have the, Mr. Zenner, were the November 9 minutes distributed to the board?
They were part of the packet.
Okay.
So.
Were there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
I have a correction. So, page 8, it's a question on page 8, line 6. And it was Ms. Smith's report. So corner lot setbacks on a street side are 25. So that's kind of the challenge given the irregular shape. It says regular, but I thought she said irregular shape of the lot on the ash side as well. I mean, I know that could be easily misconstrued. Is there any? I don't care what it says. I just want it to be.
So the minutes say regular, but you believe Ms. Smith said irregular?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go back and I'd have to check the video. Since these are verbatim minutes, we can review that video and determine if it does need to be changed. So if you wanted to approve the minutes subject to that verification, we'll be more than happy to do so.
Okay with me.
Okay, so do I have a motion to approve the minutes as subject to this change? Mr. Waters moves. Do I have a second?
Second.
Hammond seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion moves. Okay. Do we need to swear you in? Okay. Could the court reporter please swear in to staff?
Yes, I do.
All right. Moving forward to public hearings. We have a tabling request for case number 306-2021, an appeal of Caleb Kohler, attorney on behalf of Missouri Chapter of Pi Beta Phi House Corporation owners, seeking to approve variances relating to encroachments into required setbacks, location and amount of required off-street parking, and reductions in landscaping / screening required to be met or provided in relation to construction of a new sorority house on property addressed as 511 Rollins Street, which is not permitted by sections 29-4.1, 29-4.3, and 29-4.4 of the Unified Development Code. I guess, what do we do here, Pat? Do I need to have you tell us if it's been advertised?
It was advertised. Let's just go through the question. So okay. It was advertised and was tabled at the prior meeting or two meetings ago to this date certain.
Okay. And it's been posted with
was
the proper
posted.
Notice. And were there any parties of interest notified?
Yes, there were.
And were there any inquiries?
No, there have not been.
Okay. Will the person making application to the board please come forward and state your name and address for the court reporter to swear in?
Sure. Caleb Colbert, 827 East Broadway. I do. Good evening. We are asking on behalf of the applicant that this be tabled to the January hearing. And the reason for that is part of our site plan requires a right-of-use permit from the City Council, and that is scheduled to be heard on December 20th. And so tabling would allow us to get that right-of-use permit heard and resolved at City Council before coming back to this board. And ultimately, the outcome on that right-of-use permit will impact, you know, what the variances we need here at this board. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have questions? I don't have questions. Mr. Zenner, do you have any comments?
No, I believe the tabling is appropriate at this point, given the outcome of the right of use permit will not be completed until the January 3rd council meeting. So depending on that outcome, it is possible, just so the board is aware, there may be a revised site plan that is with this application circulated to you after the January 4th publication of the January 11th meeting agenda. We will notify you via email, and that is obviously there's the timing issue here, and versus delaying it until February, we'd like to have the item discussed, but there may be a minor modification. Staff report will reflect the variances that have been identified, and that we will adjust possibly during the hearing based on the outcome of this right-of-use permit. But the way that the process is operating at this point, it is our understanding that council would like to have the opportunity to take their action first and then have the board take its action. Regardless of what that outcome is, please be advised that whatever council decides, that is not a direction to this body. This body does function independently since you are quasi-judicial. However, that outcome can be taken as part of the testimony that the applicant will probably provide at that point as part of the evidence that you may want to consider as you render the decision on this batch of variances related to the sorority house reconstruction. With that, that's all we have to offer.
All right. Would anybody like to offer a motion to table? Do we have to take a motion to table?
Yes.
I guess we do. Do we need to? Well, let's make the motion and then discuss.
I'll move we table.
Okay. Ms. Hammond moves. Second?
Seconded.
Mr. Cruz seconds. All right. Let's have some discussion.
So I have a couple questions for staff. So right of use means in the street right of way and the alley right of way, the applicant can use it. And does that go with the property forever?
The right of use is not like a variance. So the right of use has it does have specific conditions associated with it that should the city desire to utilize that right of way, which has been dedicated per a preceding plat that was already approved, we reserve the right to have the applicant vacate the occupied right of way for the purposes of the city to utilize it for roadway improvements if needed.
If the right of use is granted, would it be part of a variance request?
Right of use is an entirely separate process that is a council prerogative. They are responsible for management and authorization for the use of city rights of way. The board is not bound by that decision. It is bound by the facts of the case that are going to be presented. So in rendering your decision, should you determine that the variance, which has to deal with parking, there is a parking space variance, parking in the front yard, the required front yard, and then of course there's additional spaces that are being sought in the front right-of-way of Rollins, and there are also parking spaces in the required rear yard. Should the board find through its analysis of the application that neither are allowed, that in essence would negate the right of use permit, because the board, at least as it would negate the right of use permit. Right now there is a condition in the right of use permit that is being placed on the council's December 20th agenda that does include that the right of use permit will only be executed upon the actual granting of the variance as needed. This is a slightly odd situation. Typically, we would render board action first, and then council would take action on a right of use permit. However, based on the outcome of the farmhouse plat, which also Mr. Colbert was involved in. The platting action was taken forward of the council being able to have an The Board of Adjustment action occurred before the platting action was actually completed, and at that point, council became concerned that, in essence, you were handing them a plat that was required to be completed because you had approved variances to permit the construction, and the council wanted to have their say in the process. That's at least our interpretation. Now, we have followed that interpretation through this entire process. Mr. Colbert's been very well aware of that. We've discussed it with the law department, and they see the same position. So really, this is we're in new ground. We haven't ever really had to deal with this before as it relates to the process that we're going through, where you have a variance and a right of use permit all within the same parcel. So council may turn around and tell us you should have taken it to the board first and the board should have taken a particular type of action. That would come probably more as a recommendation, not necessarily directive. However, I think we as a staff would probably view it as a directive and advise the board accordingly. But at this particular juncture, we don't have that additional guidance from council as to how they would have preferred this to have been handled. So this should be a very interesting January 3rd discussion, most likely, if it is discussed. It's currently on the council's consent agenda, but that doesn't necessarily mean it will stay there for the right of use permit.
So I just briefly looked at this because it's been in front of us a couple times now. The right of use permit, if I don't remember about the alley, but it grants 1.5 or 2 spaces in the right of way. Is that correct?
There are 2 spaces, ostensibly 2 full spaces along the Rollins Street frontage that are in the 13 feet of dedicated right of way that came with the plat. There are 10 spaces that are encumbered by 5 feet of additional right of way that was given off of the alley. And just for purposes of clarification, there is already paving and parking in both of these areas based on the current site's improvements. The parking off the alley exists already in the same general amount, and then there are driveway approaches as well as parallel parking to the circular driveway already sitting in the public right-of-way and now expanded. So I mean, those are factors that the council may be considering as they render a decision on the right of use permit, in rendering the right of use permit if they choose to do so. The condition's not necessarily being worsened per se because the improvements are already there.
And now expanded means if, as the construction goes forward, as proposed. Is that what you mean by now expanded?
The parking at least along the front of the property is being completely reconfigured in order to allow for additional parking spaces to be added to the site along its eastern boundary and for that part along its western boundary. And the driveway configuration has been changed significantly in order to create more usable open space, more centrally located along the property's Rollins Street frontage. There are also some additional issues dealing with fire code related access points that need to come into the site given that it is being reconstructed under the current fire code, whereas the historic building did not necessarily have to meet current code requirements for the period of time that it's existed. So there's some site constraints associated with the property that have yielded the design that you've seen in online that has been submitted with this project, which will be further expressed and described as part of the staff report.
Any further comments or questions? Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Mr. Zenner, do we have a roll call?
Roll call vote will be fine. And okay. Ms. Hammond?
Yes.
Mr. Waters?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Norgard?
Yes.
Mr. Crew?
Yes.
Motion passed. Item tabled to the January 11th, 2022 Board of Adjustment meeting.
All right, moving forward into the end part of the meeting, are there anybody from the general public wishing to make comments?
Oh, he's leaving.
I see nobody. Are there any items the board or staff wishes to discuss?
You do have, in addition to the item that we just tabled, one additional variance that will be on the January 11th meeting. That came in on Monday of this week. It is a side yard setback variance sought to allow for a carport to be attached to a home, which would violate the side yard setback provisions of the R1 zoning district, if I recall correctly.
Okay. I don't see anybody with any other questions. Do we have a motion to close?
Move.
Salmon moves. Ms. Rogers seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Sounds like we're closed.